Hello there, and you're very welcome to another episode of the Arkham Avengers FFPL podcast. You join me, the host, along with Eamon, Hector, and Captain Fantastical Mick, where we take a look to see how the managers in this league are getting on for the season. However, we'll also be talking about much more. So, kick back, stay tuned, and enjoy. And a very warm welcome to today's show. Well, we've come to the break in the Fantasy Football League year as the World Cup is going to be starting on Sunday, the 20th of November, with the host nation Qatar taking on Ecuador. We've also had a lot of comments in relation to last week's episode. This is when Eamon was accused by Hector of trying to put him off track in his investigation into the case of the mystery recitation man in Moidu. On the show today, of course, is Eamon. Hector at the last moment contacted me just to say that he was unable to appear on the show. And meanwhile, Captain Fantastic and Mick had a touch of the cold and thought it best that he didn't come in for fear that he'd spread the cold. We wish Mick a speedy recovery. Eamon, can I turn to you and say how nice it is to have you on the show? How are you keeping?
Well, I'm here, and that's a start, I suppose.
It is, and a pleasure to have you here, as always. But how are you after last week, or should I ask?
Well, you've already asked, and I'm better than I was, to say. I have to say, I don't mind saying I was taken aback by Hector's attack. However, I've composed myself, reflected on the matter and on his attack. And a lot of thought has gone into the time that's elapsed, the days since last week's show.
And has Hector spoken to you, Eamon?
To be honest, he did ring. This was the day after the event. And I actually couldn't answer the call. I saw his name come up to the screen. And I thought, no, I can't talk to him at the moment. He did drop by. I happened to be out at the time. And he left a packet of fairy cakes and those Mr. Kipling French fancies. Neither, I have to say, I don't like either of them. I actually thought that he might be here today. Maybe it would give an opportunity to discuss matters, to clear the air somewhat. However, as you said, he decided not to turn up at the last moment.
Yes, well, Hector was due to appear on the show. And what he told me was he just felt that being here this week might aggravate matters. Now, I did tell him we're all grown-ups. We could have a sit down, you and Hector specifically now. And I think when he realised Captain Fantastical Mick wasn't going to be here on the show, he probably felt without Mick's presence, maybe the talks couldn't go nice and smooth. You know, Hector does put a lot of stock in Mick's wisdom and Mick's words.
Well, that's debatable in my view, I have to say. I wouldn't agree with Hector on that, but each to their own.
Well, now, in fairness, Mick was talking to me during the week as well, and he told me he was shocked at what he heard on last week's show. He said it was the last thing that he expected to hear. He couldn't understand it, and he was lost for words at one point when he was listening, thinking, was this some sort of a skit that you were at?
Well, I tell you, he should have been in my shoes. So, in other words, Hector has decided to stay with a dodge, as they say.
I'd say he's letting the dust settle, Eamon. And maybe he should. As we've had a few emails in, and I always say to our listeners, you know, we read all the emails, we read all the messages sent in.
And this sounds interesting.
Yes, and I think perhaps maybe we'll have a taster of some of the emails. And we're not going to go through them all. We'll take maybe three, maybe four. Let's see. Our first email comes in from Brian. And Brian says, always enjoy the show and all the banter between the panel. I found it hard to understand why Hector went at Eamon like he did. It didn't make any sense. I think Hector got his wires crossed, and I don't blame Eamon for walking out. Hopefully everyone can make up and we can have some more shows with a lot more of crack. And we have another email in here, and this one is from Alex. And Alex says, hello lads. I've been listening to the show for the past year and always found it interesting and listening to what Eamon and Hector and Mick have to say. I'm not sure about all the talk is regarding this recitation man. And to be honest, I was starting to find it a bit boring. It's starting to drag on. A real shock to hear Eamon being attacked by Hector and Hector having a go at him. What was that all about? I hope Hector apologizes. He's well out of order. tell Eamon I've got his back. And that's Alex.
Well, thank you very much for that, Alex. It means a lot.
Okay, we'll take this email. And this is from Chloe. And Chloe says, what gives, Hector? Your man, you're off the bat. You had a cheek saying Eamon was harsh. You ain't no Columbo. Clown more like. That's what Chloe has to say.
Well, can I just say, Chloe, there's always a circus when Hector's around. And you're definitely right there. He is a bit of a clown.
Okay, all right. We'll take one last email here. And this one is from Owen. And Owen says, poor Hector, he got caught up in his investigation and Eamon was his fall guy. I think Hector should give up on looking for the recitation man and get back to football. High five to the lads. Now, we do have more emails, but I think we might hold them until Hector returns so that Hector gets a flavour for them in person and maybe has a comment or two. Eamon, we might take a look to see how Game Week 16 went for everybody. What do you think?
It certainly sounds good to me. Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Game Week 16, the highest points were 117 and the average points 43. We've had a little bit of movement on this table this week, Eamon.
We have. There's a couple of shocks in store for our listeners. Certainly would have been in, you know, our managers certainly would have got a shock with some of them. And it's shook things up. It's interesting that, you know, this was the last game week before the World Cup break. One part of me is thinking, gosh, it'd be lovely if the football was starting this weekend and we'd see how this continues, because some of these managers might lose a little bit of momentum and God forbid some players might get injured and this might change things. However, I have to say, this is the biggest shake-up in a long time in this league.
Okay, up to first place from last week's number 3. The good, the bad, the goalie. 59 points, and they had one transfer. Solanke came in for 5 points, and Mitrovic went out. He's injured. Their captain was De Bruyne. 4 points. Solanke, as we said, had 5. Haaland had 1 point. Kane was vice-captain on 11 points. Almiron had 6 points. Martinelli had 6 points also. Foden had 9. White had 8 points. Dyer had 1 point. Trippier had 7 and their goalkeeper Sanchez had 1 point. Your thoughts on this here now?
This is their second week on the rise and strangely enough they've been in third spot for about 7 weeks and they finally managed to leapfrog into first place. 59 points isn't the biggest haul of points, but it's been enough to do the job. The transfer with Solanke paid off. In my view, Dyer is not doing anything and I think the manager needs to address that. He's got enough points for this week. He's 13 points ahead of second place at the moment. He's been a slow burner this season, but he's got to the top and now he's got to focus on staying there.
There's no change, of course, in second place. Taiga is there with 37 points. One transfer. Konate came in, didn't get any points, and Dalot went out and he didn't play. Haaland was their captain for 2 points. Jesus also got 2 points. Zaha didn't get any points. Trossard had 2 points. Martinelli had 6 points. De Bruyne had 2 points. Andreas had 2 points, White 8 points, Perisic had 1 point and Trippier had 7 points. The goalkeeper, Pope, had 5 points. Now, Eamon, your comments on this?
I'm not quite sure what happened, other than some of these players didn't bring in the points this week. It's been a very poor transfer move. Dalot is hit and miss sometimes, but this guy, Canati, didn't get anything either. That was a waste. The forwards in the midfield, I thought, were very, very weak. And the defence is just about holding up. They're 2 weeks on the drop. They're just 6 points ahead of third place. So it's dangerous territory for them here. I think they'll be glad that there is a break and that they can, you know, rebuild, consolidate, and maybe a chance to restart their season again.
Now down to third place, formerly in number 1, is Raglan Road. 31 points and Eamon, they played the wild card. Captain Haaland got them 2 points. Jesus had 2 points. De Bruyne had 2 points. Trossard 2 points. Zaha, no points. Almiron had 6 points, Gabriel had 5, Tarowski had 1 point, Trippier had 7, Cancelo had 1 point, and their goalkeeper was Alisson, 3 points. Interesting to hear what you have to say about this now, Eamon.
This is their second week on the drop here. It's a very poor return for the wildcard, I have to say. And in fairness, they've just been holding on to first place for the last few weeks. They've been under pressure. The gamble with the wildcard backfired. It's hard to find positives in this team. There's about 3 players who, you know, performed. The rest of it didn't. At this point, unless they're able to stall this, it'll be fourth place is where they're going to be dropping into. They're only 4 points ahead of fourth place as well. So there's not much in this between second, third and fourth. And of them, I think Raglan is the one that's in danger of going down further.
And, of course, no change in fourth place is Lafayette Lions, 57 points. They had two transfers, Eamon. Bueno came in, no points. Delos went out. Of course, he wasn't playing. Darwin came in for 13 points and Mitrovic went out. He's injured. They also had Halland as the captain, 2 points. Darwin, 13 points. Kane had 11 points. De Bruyne had two. Martinelli, 6 points. Andreas, 2 points. Højbjerg also had 2 points. Trippier had 7. Saliba had 6 points. Cancelo had 1 point. And their goalkeeper was Pope also for 5 points. Eamon,
they're 1 week on the rise. The transfer of Darwin worked. I'm not sure about Bueno. He's in Silver Strokes team and he's not really a performer for me. But however, I think Darwin covers that there. The captain choice was a letdown there. The goalkeeper, the defence and the forwards, they're all returning. They're consistent. Lafayette have been in fourth place for the last 7 weeks. They're proving patient. They're staying the pace with the top three. They may have a surprise for us in game week 17.
And we have a non-mover as well in fifth place is Canby High Cancelo. 60 points. One transfer, Solanke came in for 5 points and Mitrovic went out. He's injured. Their captain was Kane for 22 points. Solanke had 5. Zaha had no points. Saka had 3 points. Martinelli had 6 points. De Bruyne had 2. Cancelo had 1. Trippier with 7. White brought in 8 points. Perisic is there with 1 point. And they also had Pope as the goalkeeper for 5 points.
No way, man. This is, another week on the rise for them. The transfer worked out. It was a good transfer and a good captain choice in Kane. Kane hasn't been a star player this season, but he came good in this match against Leeds. There's still a few players, though, who I feel are not bringing in enough points. He's holding fifth and they're chipping away at those ahead of them there. I'd say, coming to this break, this manager probably would have liked to be in a little bit further, maybe in fourth or even in third place, but they're sticking with the top four. They're not letting them get away. It's a decent result. They'll be happy with this.
Up to 6th then from last week's 7th is best season ever. 53 points and they played the bench boost. They had one transfer. Ramsdale came in for 6 points and Sanchez went out. He got 1 point. They had Haaland as the captain for 2 points. Jesus had 2 points. Wilson 1 point. Zaha no points. Trossard had 2 points. Almiron had 6. Perisic had 1. Alexander-Arnold had 2 points. Trippier had 7, Saliba had 6, and their goalkeeper was Henderson, and he got 6 points. Eamon, your thoughts on this team?
They are also 1 week on the rise there. The transfer worked. It was a good transfer. The four players on this pitch were working, and if you ask me, the rest of them are just layabouts. The goalkeeper and Foden were saviours on the bench for the bench boost, and this manager got lucky with that. In fairness, it took a bench boost to get them to move up. I don't think 53 points is really a good reflective tally of points score for using your bench boost. There'll be no champagne being cracked open by this manager just yet. They've managed to get up to 6th, but they're not lighting the way, and I'm not expecting a lot out of them either at the moment. They've lost a chip. That chip might come in very, very costly in the second half of this season.
Also up to 7th place then from last week's 9th is Cliche Bate with 67 points. No transfers, Eamon. Jesus was the captain here for 4 points. Tony had 13. Kane 11. Almiron had 6 points. Salah had 2 points. Rodrigo pulled in 13 points. Nico Williams then had 1 point. Trippier had 7. Zinchenko had 7 points. Cancelo had 1 point. And their goalkeeper Mendy had 2 points. Now, Eamon, I know you're not a great fan of this manager, but what's your thoughts?
This is their second week on the rise. Lucky to have Zinchenko and Almiron on the bench who came in on the pitch in the substitutions. They got lucky again for another week, but this is not going to last. And I wouldn't worry about this manager. Look, they got a nice haul of points. They didn't do anything. They're not doing anything. They're not a Kit Kat, I can tell you that. They don't look good. They won't go far.
Okay, thanks, Eamon. No change in 8th place then. What a beauty. 99, 55 points. They had 2 transfers. Trippier came in for 7 points and Jones went out. Points. Solanke came in for 5 points and Jesus was put out. He got 2 points. Their captain, of course, was Haaland. 2 points. Tony had 13 points. McAllister picked up 9 points. Martinelli had 6. De Bruyne picked up 2 points. Trossard, 2 points. Trippier, meanwhile, picked up 7. Saliba had the 6 points. Cancelo there with 1 point. Martinez had 2 points. And their goalkeepers, Pope, for 5 points. Now, Eamon, the main transfers. What do we think?
Well, they're a week on the rise. A good set of transfers. I like that. And it's a pity that after bringing in Solanke, the manager elected to leave him on the bench. That doesn't make any sense. But there have been nice few points coming in here. They're not doing a lot, but they're chipping and tipping away there, keeping steady. Look, at the end of the day, they're in 8th place. They're not moving. They'll be happy with that.
Now, down to ninth place from last week's sixth is Arkham Adventures with 31 points. They had one transfer. Saliba came in for 6 points. They put Dyer out, who got one. Their captain was Haaland for 2 points. Jesus had 2 points. De Bruyne had 2 points. Andreas had 2 points. Almiron had 6 points. Trossard had 2 points. Bailey didn't have any point. Saliba, as I said, had 6 points. Trippier had 7. Cancelo had 1 point. Their goalkeeper, Sanchez, had 1 point. As always, you look like you're itching to get chatting about the spoofer. Let's have it.
They're 6 weeks on the drop. The one positive here is the transfer was good. They got rid of Dyer, and that's a major plus. But that's it for the spoofer. The captain choice didn't work out. There's three players who really performed on that pitch. The rest are deadwood. They left Tony on the bench with 13 points. Just scandalous run there. I'd say they're probably just lucky that the break has arrived here, or they'd be out of the top 10. They're on the ropes. You look like somebody who's taken several uppercuts, several blows to the body. They're in trouble. I didn't think they were going to be 6 weeks on the drop. I mean, they were up to sixth place. And that just shows you that the spoofer hasn't really been doing anything. But also reflects on a lot of these other managers who haven't been doing much either. That he could be on the drop for 6 weeks and they weren't able to get him. It took a bench boost to get over him and some fella doing nothing with his other team.
And would you think, though, that if you were Arkham Avengers manager?
If I was the spoofer, you mean?
Well, yes, Eamon. Would you be panicked?
I certainly wouldn't be doing any jigs here. I'd be really thinking hard, long and hard. What am I going to do with this? Like, you drop down. Like, if you're losing 6 weeks, your season's finished. You're not going to make that. Whatever about losing 1 week or 2 weeks and then doing a run for maybe 3 or 4 weeks and maybe lose a week. But if you're losing 6 weeks on a drop, you've lost lots of points. You'll never make them up again. So the season's over for the spoofer. I'd say if the spoofer can get into the top five, get up to the top five, they would be doing very well. But I think it's going to be maybe a seventh or an eighth place for the spoofer at best here.
Up to 10th place then from last week's 11th is Blightsome Squad with 42 points. One transfer. White came in for 8 points. Struik went out, didn't get any points. Now their captain was De Bruyne, who got 4 points. Jesus had 2 points. Kane 11. Grosh had 1 point. Madison picked up 6 points. Xhaka had 1 point. Mikalenko had no point. White 8. Trippier 7 points. Cancelo was there with 1 point. And their goalkeeper Sanchez had 1 point. Now Eamon, any thoughts or comments on this?
A good transfer again. This has been a week, game week 16, with a lot of managers doing some good business on the transfers. They tried a different captain, which was good. Didn't really work out. You know, they left the goalkeeper Pope 5 points and Castagne with 6 points on the bench. They're 1 week on the drop. This break will give them a little breather. They managed to get into the top 10. They're in 10th place. It's taken them a while to get there. Game week 17 might be the reset button for them to really push now for a good run for the rest of the season.
Very good. And then down to 11 from last week's 10th place is Maximum Effort with 34 points, no transfers. Their captain was Haaland for 2 points. They also had Jesus for 2 points. They had Solanke, who picked up 5 points. Trossard had 2 points. De Bruyne had 2 points. Bruno Gomes had 3 points. Cancelo had the 1 point. Thiago Silva had 2 points. Botman picked up 7. Van Dijk, 2 points. And their goalkeeper was Ramsdale for 6 points. Now, Eamon, what's happening here?
Well, this manager is 5 weeks on the drop. They're almost going to try and match the spoofer. One thing I'll say is here, this bench worked because Solanke came on. But other than that, it's a pretty weak team. No drive with this team. There's no spirit. There's no ambition here. I think that this manager, to some respect here, he's quite lucky that they're not getting any pressure from any of the managers below them. If there was anybody below them, like Blightsome has been pushing and Blightsome has overtaken them. But if any of those other managers down there had a bit of a gumption, a bit of drive, this manager would be further down the table there.
There's no change then in 12th place. Real, no stars, 27 points, no transfer. Their captain was Haaland for 2 points. Jesus was there for 2 points. Martinelli got 6 points. Doucouré got 2 points. Aronson had 5 points. De Bruyne had 2 points. Salah had 2 points. Alexander Arnold came in with 2 points. Nico Williams had 1. Cucurella had 1. And their goalkeeper was Ederson for 2 points. Now, Eamon, you're not a fan of this manager either, I gather.
No, this is their third week on the drop. Disastrous week. It looks like this manager has given up. You know, and it's another spent team. It's the end of the road, really, for this manager. There's not much you can say here. They're down and out in football land, and that's it.
There's no change either then in 13th place with Better Idea 22-23, 57 points, no transfer. Their captain was Salah for 4 points. Tony had 13 points. Ings had 13 points. Ward-Prowse had 5. Hojbjerg had 2 points. De Bruyne had 2 points. Andreas 2 points. Diaz didn't get any points. Sanchez had 1 point. Saliba had 6. And their goalkeeper Fabianski had 9 points.
This is their second week on the rise. A little bit no more than cliche bait. They got look, I'd be saying to this manager, don't give up that wooden spoon. Don't hand it back just yet. They'll be back down to ground there shortly. I wouldn't hold my breath here. They just got lucky with some of these players. And need more than luck to get you through the season.
And then back down to 14th place from last week's joint 13th, Silverstroke, 41 points, no transfer. They did, however, have a triple captain played. They selected Trippier, who got 21 points for them. Haaland had 1 point, Greenwood 1, Marsh 2, Saliba 2 points, Trossard 2, Saka had 3 points, Bueno had no point, Cancelo had 1 point, Byrne picked up 6 points, and their goalkeeper, Mendy, had 2 points. This is our newest manager this season. What are we thinking at this stage?
Well, they are 3 weeks on the rise. The triple captain paid off. Good choice there. The forwards in the midfield, though, are not working. They're looking a little bit lost here, and they lost ground on the Scalacico in front of them, the better idea, 22-23. They're 16 points behind at this moment, and they're going to need to have their game now when the season restarts and really concentrate. Get some transfers going in here. That guy Greenwood is still here, and as I said, yes, he got a couple of points last week, but he is deadwood. They're going to need to do some homework between now and the 26th of December.
As always, Eamon, thank you very much for your thoughts and comments and your views on our managers. Can I ask, is Eamon Tackles making an appearance this week?
No, I think I've been tackled enough. And if I were to go with a segment of Eamon Tackles, I don't think Hector might come back. I think I'm trying to hold my powder here, let things go. I will be back, though. And have no fair listeners. Eamon will be back tackling. I think things are a little raw at the moment.
Okay, all looks pretty good. And of course, look, all going well. Hector and Captain Fantastical Mick will be back with us next week. All going well there. And we're going to see how you and Mick and Hector get on during the break. Is it still on the cards to watch Waking Ned Divine?
I don't know, to be honest with you. We'll have to see. Hector and I are going to have a little chat. We're going to have a talk. We're going to have a discussion and take it from there. Last week is a wound that hasn't closed at the moment.
Look, Eamon, thank you very much for coming in. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And it's good to see you back on the show. At one point, I actually thought you weren't going to come in this week. I thought I was going to have maybe Hector. And if Hector didn't come in and Mick has the cold, I'd be presenting the show by myself. So thanks for coming in.
Not at all. I did cross my mind not to come in, but I did. I thought it's only fair for the listeners. And I know I stormed off the last episode, and I do apologize for that, but I think if I stayed sitting in the studio with Hector launching like that, things would have spiraled completely out of control.
I understand. Okay, Eamon, thank you very much, and enjoy the break, and enjoy the start of the World Cup on Sunday.
I certainly am be looking forward. The opening match is going to be nothing, but I'm looking forward to the rest of the football. It's going to be good. I hope it's good. We need something in these dark, dreary, wet, dull nights.
And to you, our listeners, thank you very much for joining us this week. It's always a pleasure to have you with us, and I hope that you have enjoyed Eamon's comments and thoughts on our managers. As always, if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so by sending an email to arkhamavengersffpl@gmail.com. You can also message us and contact us on Twitter and on Facebook. The handles are in the show notes. And I suppose all that remains for me to say is I hope that you all have a good day, have a nice couple of days ahead, enjoy the weekend, and that you come back to listen to us next week. Don't forget to tell your friends, family, your work colleagues to subscribe, and we hope that you have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good evening, and a good night. Wherever you are in the world, mind yourselves, stay safe, take care, and we'll be back.